It's EV News briefly for Friday, October 24th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, I'll be off for a couple of days. Fingers crossed. Weather's not looking too great, but it's the school holidays, so I want to try and get away with my lad at least for 2, 3, 4 days, do some camping, some cycling, some cooking outdoors, find some nature for him to look at. We've got some nice trails not too far from here, so a couple of days break on the podcast, nothing else over the weekend, and I think I'll be taking Monday, Tuesday off. He's not very well at the minute, so we might be cancelling that trip, but fingers crossed, if I'm away, that's where I've been, should be back by at least Tuesday or Wednesday, back on the podcast. Ford is still losing money on electric vehicles, by the way, posting more losses for their Model E division. Electrive, the industry website, has spotted the XPeng X9 charging in Denmark. That is the big 5.3-metre long, 3.16-metre wheelbase, 7-seater, big 3-row luxury MPV from XPeng charging over here, covered in camo. Well, could be coming. Mercedes-Benz putting the GLC electric on sale. This thing tops out at 435 miles of range. Not many EVs can say that. Starts at £60,000 here in the UK. BYD's Atto 2 is a small SUV-ish vehicle here, and they're adding a plug-in hybrid to it. And in that class, in that segment, there is nothing else at that price, very low price, that's a plug-in hybrid. Loads of cheap EVs over here, by the way. But if you do want a vehicle that can do 60 miles or so on electric, and you are going to charge it every night, aren't you? Yeah. And so as long as you do charge the thing, you probably do quite a lot of electric miles for not much money. There's obviously an all-electric version of the Atto 2 anyway. And Chang'an are going to export their Thai-made electric vehicles to the United Kingdom. First 1,000 Deepal SO5s are on the way. Also, confirming that the launch has now happened of the Tiggo 9. That's Chery Automobile, big car maker in China. They make a big 7-seat plug-in hybrid SUV. This thing looks nice, by the way, and it's on sale over here for £43,000. It looks, I think, looks incredibly premium, a very large vehicle, but it is a plug-in hybrid with 71 kilowatts DC fast charging, so you're not going to be holding up too many people if you do stop at the motorway services and DC fast charge it. Incredible levels of spec, you know, massage functions on the seats and loads of ambient lighting, as you were going to get from the Chinese, right? So not a cheap vehicle, 43 grand, but still a very nice, large way to transport 7 people around. Huge screen, you get the deal, it's a Chinese car. Plug-in hybrid, almost 100 miles of range on that, and there's, you know, that's beating VW's new e-hybrid system, but that's on the little Golfs and stuff. So this is a large vehicle and a 35 kilowatt hour pack. That's going to be really interesting. Chery means nothing to, Tiggo means nothing to anyone here yet, but we'll wait and see. GM will add LiDAR to the Cadillac Escalade IQ. That'll be the first one that gets it for hands-off, eyes-off driving, proper level 3. Italy launching new state-backed EV incentives, up to €11,000 off a new EV if you're a private buyer, and some commercial light commercial vehicle incentives as well for businesses. The safety regulator in the US, NHTSA, now looking at Tesla's latest Mad Max mode. This thing's been around since 2018, but they just put it back, along with sloth mode, into full self-driving supervised. Already people post on social media of this thing blowing through stop signs and going faster than the posted speed limit, which has already drawn the attention of regulators. Seems needlessly antagonistic from Tesla at the minute, but we'll wait and see where that one ends up. And Uber is renaming Uber Green to Uber Electric and offering $4,000 to drivers to move to electric vehicles in New York, California, Colorado, and Massachusetts, along with some state incentives. It's a very decent incentive. That's briefly